FM 90.3 WJTL, your home for Christ community, music, calling glory, child of heaven, River Valley worship, world needs Jesus. Hey, good morning to you. It's 7:20.
Our weather forecast for today, very humid, cloudy, showers, thunderstorms are expected, high 84. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers, thunderstorms once again, low down to 66. And winning Wednesday, sunny, breezy, less humid, high 84, currently at 75.
We're hanging out with Christy Heimbach. Christy, the co-founder of 2 Seconds or Less, a sustainable solutions ministry that is meeting the needs of those who are hungry in Zimbabwe. Christy, good morning again.
Yes, good morning. Good to be here.
So wonderful to have you here.
Thank you.
Now, you told us about your ministry before and how you went to Zimbabwe and the amazing way that God hooked you up with an organization there.
Absolutely.
How can folks that are listening get involved with what you're doing?
Yeah, so a huge thing that I'm so passionate about are our student vision trips. So about a year ago, maybe, no, about around 2 years ago, we, Kelsey and I, the co-founder, came together and we said, you know what? If we only knew now, or knew when we were 19 what we know now, the first few years of our ministry would have just been so much more simplistic. We didn't really have a healthy missions mindset. You know, we grew up in churches that didn't really talk about why we do missions or the healthy way to do missions. And so we decided we were going to implement student vision trips to our ministry. We're both really passionate about students, and we're passionate about showing students how to healthily serve to empower communities rather than debilitate them. So basically what we implemented is the 6-month program where students go through leadership training. They go through learning about like the power of one individual and how to use your talents to make a difference and how to give back to your communities in a really healthy, sustainable way. And so they go through a series of lessons for 6 months, high school students. And then the culminating trip is to Zimbabwe, where they work alongside the schools doing a large scale nutrition garden. And so yeah, it's just been a transformative experience for all of our students. We had a group go last year. We have 2 groups going this year, one that's leaving in less than 2 weeks for Zim. And wow. So it's just something that we are really excited to be a part of, really excited to be bringing to Lancaster County. And so I think that is like the coolest way for students at least to get involved. There's also internships that we offer. We love to partner with churches to kind of talk about our story and kind of why we do what we do, how God's faithfulness has played a part in our lives. Businesses for our fundraising events, we have those pretty often. So yeah, there's so many ways to get involved.
So you basically go with these schools that teach them how to grow their own sustainable gardens so they could feed the students.
Exactly. Yep.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I love it. We're really proud, and we're very blessed and humbled by what the Lord has taught us.
So for any students or parents listening whose kids might want to go, can they sign up for any upcoming trips?
Yes, absolutely. If they just visit the website, once again, number2secondsorless.org, and just reach out to us that way, we would be very happy to talk to you about how we think it can be a transformative experience for high school students. Yeah.
And again, beyond going on the trips, if people want to get involved, what would be the best way for them to do that?
Yep, just reach out to us on our website. Like I said, we have internships, we have fundraising events. We're always looking for people that are just passionate about education and hunger and Zimbabwe in general. And we just want to bring all those people in and become a family with us. So yeah, they can just contact us through our website.
Boy, some great opportunities to really impact those who are hungry, those who are being a part of what I think is pretty revolutionary, doing these sustainable gardens at schools.
Yeah, thank
you. I love that you tie in schools with it.
Yeah, we're passionate about that. We're passionate about partnering with the community. It's all about empowerment and really like learning to let them lead and empowering them to be heroes of their own work.
Check it out online. 2secondsorless.org. 2secondsorless.org. Christy, thank you for visiting us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having
me. Hope you have a grand day.
You too.
Back to the music we go with Colton Dixon. This is You Are FM.